Ish Kodesh Parshat Shlach Tav Shin. Vayas Kolev Isa'am. Kolev quiets the nation down and he says the most famous words, my favorite words in the Torah of Moshe. Vayomer Alona Aleh. Let's go up. V'yushenu. And we'll inherit the land. V'yushenu Saki Yachol Nuchala. Because we can. We can. My favorite words. Ki Yachol Nuchala. Because we can. Question is, why is Kalev seems to be the one? He's being a little unrealistic. He's not being logical. What they say? They said they're very strong people, and they sit in fortified cities. I mean, we're not going to talk about the Perish that's where they went wrong, because Hashem said, Chazakim or Fef, find out if they're strong or weak. That if they're in fortified cities, they're weak. We're not going to go into that. But let me say, they're very strong people. They're fortified cities. They have they're giants. Hey, that's something to be afraid of. Why didn't Kalev? Why was Kalev? Sha. But why should I be sha? I'm nervous. Explain to me why I should be nervous, Kalev. Why didn't he work with logic with them? Rak stam, he just said stam. Alona alev yoshenu osakiyachol. He just said without any logic, let's go because we can. Well, I just said we can't. They're very strong. We can't. Let's go because we can. Kalev, you're not being logical here. Come on, give me a logical answer, please. I'm nervous. You're not taking care of being me nervous. Avakach tzuchol yosamunish Yisrael. Oh, underline this line 10,000 times. This is the emuna of a Jew. Lo bilvad b'shasharom v'vov v'derech shuoso. Emunah is not only a time of saying, "Oh, I have emunah in Hashem because I know a way to get out. I know, there's an Iron Dome coming in, or you know, don't worry, we're getting planes from Russia, whatever it is. That's not where emunah is. Gama pisichlo v'derech ateva yami v'Hashem shiyoshev itchazek. When he purely just relies on Hashem and says, I have a munah that somehow Hashem will bring the Yeshua, even though logically he doesn't see Yeshua. Ragam b'shashen uroi chasachal Yeshua mavol al pisecha v'derech ha-teva. He hasn't seen any way out of this al pisecha v'derech ha-teva. Ya'amin b'Hashem sh'yoshiv itchazim. That's he has a munah in Hashem. That's a munah. That's a munah at its highest. And Adaraba, it's not the time for Kalev to use logic with them. It's not for him to say, listen, they're not really strong because, you know, don't you know, don't you remember Hashem said that if they're in fortified cities, that this is not the time to use logic. Maybe you're going to be wrong. Maybe his logic is going to be wrong. So why even use that? And the pkam and emunah is that no, it's not that they have emunah in Hashem, but really they're not so strong. No, fewer emunah in Hashem. But if there's a pkam in the moon, is there any blemish in the moon, Hashem, that can hold back the Yeshua from coming. You have to say, no, you're right. As Amma Yosefa, you're right, they're strong. Yeah, they're in fortified cities, and it's going to be very hard. How are we calling? I believe in Hashem, I believe that Hashem is above Gvul and Teva, nature and all boundaries. Let's go! No logic here. We're going with Hashem. Below Seichel, below Svar, Vemunu, Bitochen, Yezem, Hashem, Mikarvis, Yeshua. This emunah will be the mekar of the Yeshua, and we've seen it, Baruch Hashem, in our modern Jewish history, just of the Jewish state, how many nisim are just happening all around us, without ein shum seichel v'das.
I like that ending. It's like a moon on it, so far, and that, like, get closer to God and help us.